Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so last night I saw DJ Chark signed a deal with the LA Chargers. Today, Chase Claypool has signed a deal with the Buffalo Bills. He's 6'4", 238, outside receiver. Last year didn't do a whole lot with the Miami Dolphins.
Former Steeler.
Yep.
You have some issues in Pittsburgh?
Former Bear.
Sorry, he went from Steelers to the Bears,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they were done with his act in Pittsburgh, weren't they? Isn't that why?
Oh, yeah.
They moved. Yeah, he was a problem.
Yep.
Didn't get any better in Chicago either.
And Odell Beckham? Has he just signed, did I see?
Yes, a one-year deal with the Dolphins for just over, it. I guess if he reaches the incentives, over $8 million. Apparently was offered more to play elsewhere. Chose to go to the Dolphins and now could be wide receiver three there behind Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
So
your guy Tua now has some people to throw to again.
Yeah, until they sort that out. In the meantime, though...
Your response was, well, now all I need is a quarterback.
Yeah. I'm not starting up another subtopic. We're in the middle of a topic. But Dave Burkett came out with his Lions depth chart today. It seems like the beat writers, you know, they get the draft results and then they go with the depth chart. And his third wide receiver was Khalif Raymond. So we've had M Live and The Athletic had the third wide receiver as Donovan Peoples-Jones. Now this is... Dave Burkett as Khalif Raymond. I don't know that. I mean, the Lions don't have a ton of holes. Let's face it. They have really done a nice job of putting together one of the more complete rosters in the NFL. But offensively, they haven't really come up with a replacement for Josh Reynolds, starting caliber receiver who got a good number of targets, right? He got a good number of targets. And in the case of, could it be Khalif Raymond? Sure, it could be. Could it be Donovan Peoples-Jones? Sure, it could be. But even if those guys do step up, you need somebody to replace. Then you need somebody to replace Donovan Peoples-Jones or Khalif Raymond. Like they've got to bring in another veteran receiver. Doesn't it feel like it's not a requirement, but kind of?
No, it's starting to feel like that. And I don't know if there'll be a deeper pool to look at when you get to training camp, if there'll be some more quality wide receivers that are dropped mid-August or something, or right prior to the season. I don't know. But there's still some pretty good receivers out there. The list is getting smaller and smaller, as you mentioned, and it's, what, three receivers in the last 24 hours that are off the board now. Mm-hmm.
And so,
but you still have the guy from, was it Tyler Boyd from Cincinnati?
Yeah, who's had no connections to Detroit. Like I know he's visited Pittsburgh. I saw two other teams. I can't remember who they were.
Well, he might get a multi-year deal from somebody.
Yeah. So what, I mean, are the Lions going to go in with this? They're not going to go in with this group of receivers, right? They have to add somebody.
Well, and you say that, by the way, it sounds like there's angst in your voice. Like
there
you,
is, yes. There's like, definitely angst in my voice.
I'm not sure if I'm at the angst stage yet. But the problem with that is that there's still a question mark about Jamison Williams. Is he going to take this big step forward and all of a sudden be a focal point of the offense and not just, okay, we got our two plays lined up for him and hope he can make something happen.
Here he is on the reverse, and here he is on a deep route. And
Or is he going to be – they started to do it a little bit at the end of the season last year, dragging him across the field on these crossing routes and hitting him in stride where he would turn a 7-yard gain into a 30-yard gain. That was a lot of fun. And when you're at the game live, and I know a lot of people when they're at the game at the stadium at Ford Field, that they train their eyes on J-Mo when he's on the field.
Oh, yeah.
And you're watching him run that route and seeing, oh, my God, look at the separation. It's there. Hit him, Goff. And is this going to become a more of the norm? And if that's the case, then they don't need necessarily to go out and get another wide receiver.
Maybe not, but I think everybody would be more comfortable with one more veteran. This is like the Terrion Arnold thing. I think this is the direct price of trading up for Terrion Arnold. And I'm not against it, but there was a ton of receiver talent at the top of the draft. And they forfeited a trap. I mean, I guess we could talk about Carlton Davis too. They forfeited 2 third-round picks for corners. So they prioritized corner over wide receiver 3. And I suppose that makes sense because there's a probability that they use the top of the draft to come up with 2 starting corners and a decent probability. So what did they really give up? They gave up a crack at like Jermaine Burton from Alabama as a 3rd round. Roman Wilson was a 3rd round. Jalen McMillan was a 3rd round. Luke McCaffrey was a 3rd round.
When was Malachi Corley drafted?
He was the beginning. He was the first pick of the 3rd round, which he wouldn't have been available to them. Troy Franklin from Oregon was early 4th round. Javon Baker was early 4th round from UCF. I mean, they made a decision, and I don't think it's the wrong decision, but with every decision, there's a downside, and the downside is they haven't addressed wide receiver 3. Yeah.
Underrated good move by Denver's the one that took Troy Franklin, right?
Yeah, you became a big Troy Franklin fan late in the process, I noticed.
Yeah, well, I've always liked Bo Nix, and so they drafted Bo Nix and Troy Franklin. So it gives Bo Nix somebody that has familiarity with, and we know from Jared Goff how important that can be. And, I mean, Franklin was just extraordinarily productive, like 25 touchdowns in 2 years at Oregon.
Yeah.
So there's something there. And he was widely thought of as being maybe a second-round pick, and he just kept slipping.
Yeah. All right, so when it's all said and done, do you think they take this crew of receivers into the season, or do you think they make a move?
My gut tells me they're going to make a move, but I'm not sure they need to because you're looking at a group of DPJ, Khalif Raymond, a healthy Antoine Green, last year's draft pick, and then they brought in Isaiah Washington from Illinois,
mm-hmm.
who was sneaky productive the last 2 seasons at Illinois, where he caught 164 passes in 2 years. So does he play a role in this where he's going to – compete or push for any kind of playing time? I doubt he's an undrafted free agent, but if he's one of these guys, just a hard worker, and the team will pray, the coaches will praise and say this guy comes to work every day and he gets better every day in practice, you know, it pushes the other guys that are already established.
Do you remember the last guy that checked that box that I got excited about, a undrafted free agent wide receiver?
I can't remember.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Make sure I got the name right, and I'm pretty sure I do. Travis Fulgham.
Oh, yeah. Rutgers? No. Fulgham, where was he? Old Dominion?
He sure was. And he was most part inconsequential for the Lions. Well,
he showed a flash.
Yeah.
Good size.
Yep.
And that was in the wake of trying to...
Is he the same guy?
Make up for the loss of the other receiver.
Is he the same receiver who like had a great 3-game stretch with like the Eagles or something weird? Like,
yes, he went to Philly and he killed it. But 11th player in Eagles history with at least 10 catches and 150 yards or more in a game. 152 yards, the second most for an Eagle in one of their first 5 games.
I think he went to the Pack after that too, right? And didn't do anything.
Well, he's been with Detroit, Philly, and Denver. I don't think he's gotten into a game with the Packers.
Well, one thing about the Lions receiving core is I'm a big believer in J-Mo, but the truth is he hasn't proved that he can play more than, you know, how many games or you know, in his career yet, because it's been cut short because of the gambling. And unfortunately, if something happens again, you lose him for the year, you know, and then you're down to St. Brown and Leaf and DPJ and Antoine Green and Traquan Smith. This isn't exactly a who's who of receivers.
To be clear and to be fair, every team has a blind spot, and that's emerging as this one of this. They have very little margin for error when it comes to injury and a player that maybe doesn't take that next step. They need J-Mo to take that next step. And it seems like it is a risk worth taking. He shows a ton of promise.
Now, the good thing is not every team has a tight end like Laporta, though.
That's true.
Or a running back like Gibbs that can catch the ball.
Yep.
So those are a couple things you can lean on a little bit more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.